My name is Chris Reat, R-E-A-T. I'm the Rana Pretty Plus Marketing Manager for Monsanto.
Okay, first of all, we're going to be talking about early season weed control. And so let's get off to a start there. What are some of the steps that farmers should be taking, proactive steps that farmers should be taking right now in advance of spring planting to help control weeds in the early season?
There's a lot farmers can do. You know, the days of walking out there and right before planting deciding what you're going to do at the 11th hour are really over. It really does take a comprehensive plan and approach for farmers to address weed control these days. An important step would have been to, you know, scout last fall what they had left in the fields or what was still emerged when they pulled the crop out. That's always a good place to refer back to if you got a chance to look then. And then it would be to start clean. So whatever the status, current status of your fields are, we go to drop that planter in there. We got to make sure that everything's clean. For early season competition, we don't want to provide that struggle for the seed to get in the ground and get started. And also to make sure that we have an opportunity to kill any, you know, emerging or new weeds that may come up that'll be small and more vulnerable to a pre-emerge herbicide or an over-the-top herbicide. So we need to make sure that field starts clean and then have that proactive plan to use pre-emerge residuals down in multiple modes of actions to allow that stand to get off a good, strong start and to stay clean through that critical early period.
When a farmer decides what hybrids and varieties are best for this year, how does that work into developing a weed management program that fits your own personal crop profile?
Really, the point of farmers is they're all about yield, of course, and that's what they're going to pick the appropriate variety for is that yield opportunity and potential. So we want that to be the focus and concentration of the farmer that realizing whichever, you know, variety or particular brand and variety fits his field, we want him to have the confidence to choose that one to maximize yields opportunity. They will have options for weed control. It may take a few more steps and a little more thought and approach around it, but at the end of the day, we want to be able to choose for yield, which we've had great success and luck with our Roundup Ready 2 yield varieties in soybeans and our corn offerings as well. So we'll make sure that the farmers are using that baseline to choose crops for yield and not what weed management options might be there. There are plenty of options out there for farmers.
Now, also, remember what we had last year. Every year is different, of course, but how does what weeds you saw in your fields last year help impact selecting the appropriate herbicide program for 2013?
Yeah, absolutely. That's where it becomes a smart decision, right? You see what pressures you dealt with last year and what you were left over at the end of the year, if any, and you want to be aggressive and smart about what products you're going to use to control those as you go forward in the new year. So it goes back to that early season scouting or early, you know, late fall scouting with whatever was left in the field. We've had kind of a crazy winter, too, depending on where you are in the country. So some of those winter weeds may or may not have been killed off by frost or you know, they might have survived and still be growing out there some. So when weed gets hardened off like that, they're tough to bring down, but we need to make sure that they're either, you know, killed through putting steel in the ground in the spring, or if you're in a no-till situation or limited till, that you're going over the top with something appropriate to kill those merged weeds so you can get off to a good, strong start and making sure you're picking that right residual for whatever that individual niche weed or problem that you have in the spring that we'll take care of.
Well, you mentioned a couple of different modes of action, and obviously that's really the key here is using multiple modes of action. Talk a little bit more about that and what, you know, the overall plan. How does using multiple modes of action work in there?
Exactly, Cindy. It's a great point, a great question. The multiple modes of action and overlapping coverages of different residuals and different herbicides is extremely important. So when we have, you know, weeds out there that are maybe glyphosate resistant, they're already limited mode of action right there where glyphosate's not going to be effective over the top. So if you're using glyphosate plus one other molecule, that may not be sufficient to take care of your issue or control it going down the line. So if you're looking at a situation like that, you probably should be considering, you know, at least three modes of action in a field situation like that, you know, depending on the crop, because, you know, you're limited with the glyphosate on that, but it's obviously very effective on the other, you know, 300-plus weeds out there and grasses that aren't resistant to glyphosate. But Roundup along with a residual product up front, and then oftentimes a tank mix partner that goes with your over-the-top shot of Roundup is a very timely application. So if you have emerged weeds and grasses, the Roundup can get that. And if there's a particularly tough weed out there that's giving you trouble, you know, an over-the-top tank mix partner with Roundup works very well to take care of that emerged weed that may be already out there.
How important is it to apply the full labeled rates of Roundup and any other residual herbicides you use?
Yeah, that kind of goes down. That goes down the checklist of things to look for, right? We talked about scouting in the fall. We talked about starting clean. Have a plan for utilizing multiple modes of action. And the other one fits in right with what we just talked about was the timely application, making sure that those weeds are within the labeled range that will kill them for the product you're using. And that usually means going early, you know, making sure you're on a 2-inch or 4-inch weed, not a, you know, a 6-plus-inch weed. That just doesn't allow the product the opportunity to do what it's formulated to do and kill those smaller weeds. And that goes back to using the full labeled rates. So make sure you're not skimping or halving a labeled rate when you need that full rate to make sure you're getting adequate control of the weeds that are there or that will be there, and then get longer, sustaining control later into the cropping season.
All right, finally, throughout the season, how important is it to, you have to keep looking in your fields, right, to scout for any weed escapes during the season?
Absolutely. The way we manage escapes has really changed over time. As we've seen, you know, weeds become resistant to different herbicides, it's important that we don't leave any out there. Any that are left, even if it's past the critical stage of production for the crop, still becomes an opportunity for it to, you know, be prolific through the reproductive stage and provide a seed bank for the next year. So even if we have, you know, past the critical points for production, we still want to make sure that we're taking those weeds out at the very end of the season and not letting them put viable seed back in the ground. So it's very important to watch throughout the season. It'll help you in making decisions on your current crop as well as you go forward being prepared for any future outbreaks and issues that you have coming, knowing that scouting you've done. So it's always a good idea to, you know, if you don't have that expertise yourself, is to engage your local retailer or agronomist. They can help you make those decisions and recommendations, as well as there's a couple places that there's tools available. RoundupReadyPlus.com is a great place to start for looking for information about dealing with weed management solution issues. And the other one is an application that we have available called Weed Manager Plus. It's available for iPad and iPhone through the Apple App Store, as well as for the Android series through the Google Play. And those are two nice places to start with the website and the app there to try to help folks answer some of these concerning questions about weed management.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. Reporting for AgWired, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.